Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're about to relive the 1980 Miracle on Ice with one of the members of the United States Olympic hockey team from 40 years ago. Andy Mazur is here for Dave Annett on the sports desk. And who will ever forget the Al Michaels call? Has to be one of the most famous ones of all time, right, Andy?
Yep. Do you believe in miracles?
And Phil Rosenthal has a great story about that today. Not only was Michaels dealing with deafening crowd noise, but someone in the production truck left the intercom channel open, so Al had the sound of his crew whooping it up in his headphones while he was making the call. And he quotes Al Michaels as saying, "It was just serendipitous that with 6 or 7 seconds to go, the puck comes out to center ice. Now the game is going to be over. The Soviets have no time to mount a last rush. The puck is in the neutral zone. And the word that popped into my head was miraculous." That's just the word that popped in, and it got morphed into a question and quick answer, and away we went. Here's Jack O'Callaghan, and I'm sure you remember it like it was yesterday, don't you, Jack?
Well, it's 40 years, Bob, so I don't know if I remember it like it was yesterday, but I kind of have vague memories of it.
Jack, what was it like playing for Herb Brooks? I know those speeches that he gave, the one before the Soviet game and also the one before the game that won you guys the gold medal, which we probably can't repeat the words on the radio, but what were those like to hear, and what was it like to play for him?
It was a blast to play for him. I mean, he was very serious guy. You know, he didn't really get close to the players at all. He sort of had a buffer with Craig Patrick. He purposely would stay away from his players as far as friendships and all that. But, you know, he put a lot of time and effort into it and a lot of planning. And when we finally got around to those Olympic games, you know, towards the end of our 9 months together, we had a very good connection between him and the team, and you know, his perspective of like, hey, you know, you guys are meant to be here, and you know, we've earned this, and you know, we're not here by accident, kind of thing. It really did give us a sense that he had an awareness of the destiny that was, you know, happening all around us.
Jack, when you bump into people who remember the 1980 Miracle on Ice, do they always talk about certain aspects of the game? What do they say to you?
Yeah, it's not really like that. I mean, like, I kind of was kidding around, like, 40 years later, you know, who can remember what they had for breakfast yesterday. But it's really more about just the experience, right? It's not like, hey, that was a great pass you made, and you know, against the Norwegians or something like that. It's more like, at this point, it's about the movie or... you know, everybody sort of thinks the movie is the reality of it all, but yeah, it's just a general sense of what was going on in our country at the time, the general sense of the feelings that people had, and it's really about that. It's sharing the feelings and the emotions of people that have gone through that, and then again, this whole generation that's seen the movie, it's just kind of restarted it all.
Yeah, and people forget that the Soviet game was not the gold medal game. A lot of people think that it was the gold medal game.
Yeah, well, we had to play Finland, who was pretty good, you know. I mean, every team there was pretty good. We could have easily lost seven games as opposed to one, you know, six and tied one. But, yeah, we had to go out and play Finland after playing the Russians, and the Russians on a Friday, and, you know, pretty exciting to beat them. But then you had to take a day off and play Sunday morning against the Finns, who were really good. And we had probably the hardest practice of the year we had was on Saturday. And I remember Herbie just putting us through the paces and not talking to anybody, just snarling at everybody. And afterwards, he just looked at us and he's like, "You guys totally screwed yourself now. You know, you've been kind of under the radar. You've been playing as an underdog for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden now, you know, here we are. We're the favorite." And it's a different perspective. And he says, you know, and that's when he said, I think what you were alluding to,
yeah,
Andy, when you mentioned the HBO documentary when it was, you know, he said, yeah, he said, "You'll take it to your, you know, your effing grave." And I remember when Arizioni said that on the HBO documentary, I was sitting next to Mike and his daughter, Leanne, who was, you know, at the time, she's got three kids now, but she was pretty young. And when Mike said it on the screen, it was the only curse word in the entire documentary. And Leanne whacked Mike, and she said, "Dad, And he looked at her and he said, "That's what he said, Leanne."
Olympic gold medalist Jack O'Callaghan, yeah, and former Blackhawk, and he drops a ceremonial puck tonight. It's the Blackhawks and the Rangers at the United Center celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1980 USA Olympic gold. And it's great catching up with you, Jack. Have fun tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It'll be a good night, and I'm happy to be in Chicago.
And we will be looking forward to watching that game tonight. And how about one more time, Al Michaels, as we head into our break?
Here
we
go.